It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you along on this Thursday morning. I'm Dennis O'Hare. When the Summer Olympics came to Atlanta 20 years ago this week, organizers had to spend a lot of time in advance building dozens of sporting venues from scratch. The $1.7 billion prize tag was all funded through private donations. Now, two decades later, some venues are thriving. Others have pretty much languished or even disappeared. As the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio approach, WABE's Martha Dalton takes a look at what's happened to some of the venues from the 96 Atlanta Olympics.
I'm standing here in Stone Mountain in the parking lot of what used to be the Olympic Tennis Stadium in 1996. That sound of the helicopter flying overhead is pretty much the only thing you can hear right now. On a summer day in Atlanta, this place is deserted.
Game, set, match, Agassi.
A far cry from the vibrant arena where Andre Agassi and Lindsay Davenport won gold for the U.S. in 1996. Most of the tennis courts are cracked and overgrown with weeds now. After the Olympics, the complex hosted a few tournaments, but they didn't bring in much money. And money is the reason the center has floundered. Bob Cowig is with the Stone Mountain Memorial Association, which manages the complex.
We probably had 8 or 10 proposals come our way for people who felt like they could get the thing going again. And every time we got into it, there were just some financial issues that we weren't comfortable with.
Cowig says nothing has worked so far, but the association is still open to proposals. By contrast, just down the road, inside Stone Mountain Park, is another former venue. Looking at this songbird habitat and trail, you might never guess this peaceful space was part of the Olympics. Only a plaque identifies it as the former site of the 1996 Olympic cycle track and archery competition. After the games, management of all the venues changed hands. Dick Yarbrough was the managing director for the 1996 Summer Olympics.
We did the planning. The execution after the games was left up to the individual communities. Some did well and some didn't.
But Yarbrough says Atlanta's Olympic organizers took a unique approach to venue development.
Our facilities were built for an afterlife and were retrofitted for the games, which is exactly the opposite of the way most Olympic planning is done.
The most obvious example of that, he says, is Turner Field. The stadium was built for the Atlanta Braves, then retrofitted for track and field events and the opening and closing ceremonies. Now, of course, the Braves are moving to Cobb County, and Turner Field will go to Georgia State. One of the most successful venues from the 96 games is the Georgia Tech Aquatic Center, which hosted the Olympic swimming, diving, synchronized swimming, and water polo competitions. Now it's part of a rec center at Georgia Tech. And it's busy. The $21 million facility hosts about 40 outside competitions a year. Dave Williams helps run the center.
We're built to international standards. We're not just built to U.S. standards, which is another reason why all the teams before the Olympics would want to come here, because this is the exact same setup they'll see at Rio. And it's hard to find a pool like that in this country.
In fact, the 2016 U.S. Olympic swim team will practice here later this month before heading to Brazil. They'd planned to train in Puerto Rico, but changed course due to worries about the Zika virus. Williams says requests at the center are nonstop.
We get a lot of, and I mean a lot of visits, from either cities that plan on bidding for an Olympics, cities that are planning on building big facilities. I mean, we are the model to come to because we built for the future, we built to be sustainable. We're doing more than we did originally, and we're an economic driver for this area.
Williams estimates the meets hosted at Georgia Tech bring in roughly $15 million a year to the local economy. Even though the 1996 games were termed the Atlanta Olympics, events were held throughout Georgia. The rowing venue on Lake Lanier in Gainesville is now a rowing club. The Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers still hosts equestrian competitions as well as concerts and festivals. And the yachting venue built in Savannah is now a sailing center. But according to Dick Yarbrough, this venue is the capstone of the Atlanta Games. Centennial Olympic Park in downtown Atlanta, where thousands gather to watch fireworks on July 4th. No sporting events took place here, but it's the only venue that kept the Olympic name. Martha Dalton, WABE News.
And And you can find many more stories in our special series on the legacy of the 96 Olympics by visiting our website, wabe.org.